Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 24th of March. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear and then show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out the river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy. Captain Matthew Von Stormer talks about saltwater fly fishing. We talk to Marcus Church about a bonefish trip to Christmas Island in Kiribati. And as always, we'll finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Okay, some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next new moon will be on the 28th. A new moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 0 degrees. At this time, the moon does not appear to be illuminated. What does that mean? Well, around a couple of days, either side of the new moon will offer the best fishing for freshwater anglers. Start planning your fishing trip away now, 28th of March. Remember the saying, new moon fisherman's favourite, full moon fisherman's folly. I received an email this week from the organisers of the annual Lower Waikato River Trout Contest. Now, this year's event will be held on October 7 to October 15. But there are some interesting developments. They are also going to hold 2 one-day events that will be Saturday, April 29 and Saturday, July 15. They will also be held on the Waikato River from the Karapiro Dam down. And listen to this, you don't pay any entry fee, you only pay $5 if you weigh in a fish. There's prize money available each day, and there's no categories like anglers, men, women, juniors, everyone. It's just an all-in. You go for it on the day. It's quite a good concept, I think. As I say, prize money is available each day. Now, how do you enter? You need to contact one of the organisers, Michael Lynch. Now, long-time listeners to the show, you know that we talk to Michael Lynch 3 or 4 times a year about these contests. Okay, his email is mnlynch@easysurf.co.nz. I'll spell it out. mnlynch@ezysurf.co.nz. Or you can ring Michael on his mobile 027-621-4207. Michael Lynch, 027-621-4207, Waikato River Trout Fishing Contests. Right. This radio station, Planet FM 104.6, has a new and updated website. You can listen to this radio program or this entire station on your phone or any electronic device, smart device that you would like to carry. All you do is just go to the Planet Audio website, planetaudio.org.nz. You can listen to any show at a time that suits you. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact Hooked on Fly Fishing by emailing me, Colin, on col.pam@xtra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Okay, let's look at some weather. Met Service weather. The Auckland Marine Forecast. The situation. A low approaches New Zealand from the Tasman Sea today. The low is forecast to lie slow-moving northwest of New Zealand through the weekend, weakening Monday and Tuesday, the whole period directing a moist northeasterly flow onto the North Island. Now, the forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours, Saturday, variable 5 knots, northwest 10 knots developing in the morning, turning northeast 10 knots in the afternoon and rising to 15 knots in the evening. Sea slight, cloudy periods with fair visibility and occasional showers. And the outlook for Sunday, northeast rising to 20 knots, rain. Met Service Waikato. Saturday forecast, mostly cloudy with a few showers, winds turning northeasterly in the afternoon. And Sunday, scattered rain, northeasterlies. Met Service Rotorua, Saturday. Cloudy periods with a few showers from afternoon, northeasterlies developing. Rotorua on Sunday, scattered rain becoming widespread in the afternoon, heavy falls possible later, northeasterlies. If you're fishing in the Taupo region, the forecast for Saturday, mostly cloudy with a few showers, light winds, and Taupo on Sunday, scattered rain, northeasterlies. Over the hill to Taumarunui, the Saturday forecast, mostly cloudy with occasional rain, winds turning northeasterly, and Sunday in Taumarunui, scattered rain, northeasterlies. Canterbury Plains anglers, forecast for Saturday, cloudy with occasional drizzle, southeasterlies. Canterbury Plains on Sunday, mostly cloudy with occasional rain, easing in the north in the afternoon. Northeasterlies changing southerly south of Ashburton in the evening. Now, thanks to Met Service for those reports. We do appreciate that. Let's look at some river levels. The Puniu River, 23 kilometres south of Te Awamutu, is currently at 8.6 metres and dropping. It's flowing at 8.4 cumex and dropping. It's dropping and clearing in pretty good condition. Craig Caudle fished it a couple of days ago and got plenty. The next river over, the Mangatutu, is at 1.2 metres, same as last week. It's flowing at 2 cumex and dropping. Very good condition. The Ohinamuru River, measured at Karangahaki between Pairua and Waihi, is at 12.01 metres and dropping. The flow is at 6.7 cumex. It's in good condition. The Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.21 of a metre. That's down on last week. In good condition. The Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is at 75.5 metres and falling. It's flowing at 6.6 cumex and falling. It's in good condition. The Whakapapa River, measured at the footbridge, is at 4.9 cumex, holding steady. The Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 15 cubic metres per second. And the Tongariro River, measured at Tūrangi, is at 26 cumex, and it's down on last week. All these rivers are in fantastic condition. Enjoy the fishing. Be careful of rain coming Saturday night, Sunday. Be careful when wading. Okay. Thanks to Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy for that information. Excellent websites, updated in real time. Good work. Okay. Thank you to those people. Okay, let's have a quick break and then the first of our fishing reports.
A different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it will be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity? The days can be like the night. In the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, evening in the city, dressed so fine. Like a bus stop running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go on, find a girl.
Come on, come on, let's dance all night. Despite the heat, it will be all right. And baby, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the night in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Matthew von Sturmer is a saltwater fly fisherman. He's a captain of a licensed chartered fishing operation. Matthew also enjoys fly tying, writing and talking about the sport that he loves. Matthew's a long-time contributor to the show, and Matthew is live on his boat now. Good evening, Matthew.
Good evening, Colin.
Okay, whereabouts are you, and tell us what's happening with the weather.
Okay. Righto, so we've got some pretty pleasing weather conditions. It's grey, overcast, relatively still. A little northerly wind is kicking in. But we've had some pretty nice weather the last couple of days. We're sitting out on one of the channel markers. I won't tell you exactly which one, but one of them in the harbour of Waiheke. And I'm sitting here with Jay Murakowski and one of his friends. So he's come over from California with three buddies, and it's a bit of an honor to have him, actually, because we don't know each other well, and he's actually very quiet at the moment, so I'm a little bit worried. He either thinks I'm full of talk, or or something's going to happen, but he's here because of his Wighere baitfish fly pattern. And look, what I really admire about these flies of Jay's are that they catch fish. So he's one of the rare fishermen who ties flies, if you know what I'm saying. So these are quite sparse, really effective bait fish flies, and they're designed to catch fish. They're not the flashiest flies that are designed to catch fishermen in the fishing shops. They're actually the real deal. So I'm going to get Jay to say hi to you.
All right.
Hi, Collins. How you doing?
I'm very good, Jay. Thanks. Welcome to New Zealand. Are you having a good time?
Oh, yeah. I'm having a great time out here.
Okay. Now,
it's actually fabulous.
Okay, excellent. Now, Matthew wouldn't say which channel marker he's fishing, but is he fishing the Sergeant Channel Boy?
I'll tell you where we're fishing.
Sergeant?
We're fishing out the channel. I have no idea where we're fishing.
Okay, just say to Matthew, is he fishing Sergeant Channel Boy?
No, that's a good guess, though. We're not fishing Sergeant Channel. There's no secrets out here, other than the secrets we don't tell anyone.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, we've seen a lot of kingfish today, so I've got four guests this week, and I'm doing a trip in the morning with two guys and a trip in the afternoon. So unfortunately for these guys who are in the afternoon slot, the guys in the morning had a beautiful shot at a good-sized king on the flat, and we had one of those frustrating follows that came right to the boat.
Yes.
And we ran out of room. So that was really neat to see a good kingfish on the flat. And then they got two really good hits on the same channel marker with some really good-sized fish. But, you know, talking about flies, one of the problems with the popper flies is that the kingfish sometimes hit them and they bounce them out of the way. So our guy this morning was just unlucky not to get the hookup.
Okay, I understand. Now, Jay's got about 40 years' experience as a professional fly tyer, and he's on the staff of many pro shops and stuff like that, isn't he?
Yes, I am. I've been tying flies for 43 years commercially.
Oh, goodness me. You must have tied millions of them, Jay.
One of these days, I'm going to retire.
but you enjoy it, so why retire?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got so many different materials. I have to use them all before I retire.
Good boy. Now, you're doing a couple of fly tying shows, one on Waiheke and one on Rod and Reel on Sunday. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm doing one tomorrow afternoon or evening here at Waiheke Island at the boathouse.
Yes.
And then Sunday I'm doing one at Rod and Reel.
Okay, well, I will catch up with you on the Sunday one. Now, tell me about what sort of gear you're using. Are you using, like, six-weight rods, Jay?
No, I brought eight and nines with me.
Oh, that's...
I had no idea what to expect. Some of these fish are really turning that eight-weight over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing the size of the fish and how they can bend that rod.
It's great, isn't it?
So what we have had, Colin, is the first introduction to salt fly fishing in New Zealand for these guys was a whole lot of anchovy bait balls off on Tangi Beach. And it took a little while, actually, didn't it, to get the fish to hit the flies. And we went through our fly boxes, but I think a couple of interesting things is that the... you know, Jay picked out a small fly and then worked out pretty quickly that an even retrieve did the trick. But these guys have had, in the first couple of hours fishing, they got a bunch of really big, big kahawai, that 60, 70 centimetre size. So that was a good introduction. We've done kahawai. We want kingfish now.
Okay, well, 60, yeah, no, well, kawai, good. Kawai means Maori language is strong in the water, and they do put up a good fight. They're a good fish.
Strong in the water, so kaha is Maori.
Yeah,
strong.
Strong.
Kahawai, yeah, strong in the water.
Yeah, very strong in the water.
Yeah, we love the kawai, and there's a lot of them around. It's very good. Now, what's the water temperature like? Is it starting to warm up, Matthew?
The temperature... I was expecting 80s, but we're about in the 60s and 70s Fahrenheit.
Yes.
It's pretty chilly out here with shorts. I'm used to the weather back in California that's probably in the 80s right now. I come here and it's probably high 60s, low 70s.
Yes.
I tried to warn him, Colin. I told him, and I said he had to bring a raincoat.
Yeah.
So, our New Zealand weather is pretty damn changeable.
That's
But, you know, it's pretty pleasing to see our late summer fishery kick into action. So there was a little while there where I was a bit worried that the anchovies just wouldn't come on. But at the moment, all the way through the Gulf, there's birds and fish and anchovies, and it's really nice to see.
Okay. Are they holding more on the northern side of Waiheke, Matthew?
Yeah, I mean, all the way along the northern side, and they've actually moved into the Motuhi Channel, and on the southern side of Waiheke, there's balls of anchovies and bust-ups, and you don't always see a lot of birds, you know, so everything's having a really good feed. Sometimes you just see the odd fish busting. Sometimes I've pulled up and there's just a ball of... you know, a dark smudge in the water, and you come closer and you realize it's just a ball of anchovies. And it's a lot of interesting stuff happening. And the interesting thing for me, Colin, is that they're different size. So we've got some quite juvenile anchovies and we've got some mature ones. So I think because the season's been so late, it's all a bit mixed up.
Okay, yes. Now, will the fishing come on with a change of light another half, three quarters of an hour, do you think?
Yeah, I think we might get a little bit cold by then. In fact, I kept these guys out a little bit late last night, so we might be back at the restaurant by that stage. But the evening bite time is always a good thing. We're sitting in a little bit slack tide, so I expected some kingfish on this channel marker because we knew they were there earlier in the day. But there's no sign of them yet. But maybe once the current kicks in.
Okay. So which channel marker was it again? I've missed it.
You know how it is. You shouldn't have been here yesterday.
That's the one, yeah.
Or shouldn't have been here this morning.
That's the one. Yeah, I know. Now, how are the other guys going? You said you've got three other Californians here. How are they going?
Yeah, so they've also, they had their first trip this morning. Is that right?
Well,
it was their first trip for the guys this morning.
Bill and Edwin.
Yeah, Bill and Edwin. Yeah, so that was their first trip. And pretty much the same story is that it took a little while with fish busting all around us for them to work out the subtleties of retrieve and fly, but they ended up getting a bunch of really big kahawai. The kingfish was showing up, but it's a challenge to get flies that are big enough to put the kahawai off and to pick out the kingfish among them.
Yes.
And Edwin, who was the fisherman today, he had a couple of really good shots. In fact, I was convinced he was hooked up twice, but as I say, the fly just got bounced out of the way of the king. So, you know, we're yet to land a kingfish. There's nothing like a bit of pressure. So I'm feeling the pressure, but, you know, there's enough action to keep these guys entertained, but I figured that if I don't put them onto a kingfish soon, there might be some sort of mutiny.
we got a few more days to fish, so I'm pretty sure that we'll hook up on one or two maybe three.
You will. Yeah, I'm sure you'll be fine, Jay. Just keep chucking the flies at them. You know, it's, you know what fishing's like. All of a sudden, bang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now,
that's why it's called fishing, not catching.
Exactly right, Jay. And you've got a hell of a lot of experience. It's great to have you in the country, and I look forward to catching up with you on Sunday. Now, have you been doing other fishing for, like, snapper, our local casting flies for snapper and floating lines?
No, I haven't done that with these guys yet. Okay. I keep threatening to do that, but, you know, we really want to sort of show Jay and his buddies here the kingfish action, particularly on the flat, and ideally show them how effective his wickhead baitfish pattern is.
Yes.
So the first couple of days, I've almost just been orientating them and trying to show them a little bit of a bunch of stuff, but it was really pleasing today to see the kingfish are on the flat, and we'll put some effort into that. We'll play the weather, and if things come right, you know, we'll hopefully connect.
Okay. Have you been over to the flats over by Pine Harbour?
No, not yet. I haven't taken these guys there.
Okay.
But, you know, like, exactly, like, the whole city side, almost from, you know, Hobsonville all the way down to Kawakawa Bay, there's so many flats. But have you got anything particular to let us know?
No, but Stephen Kerr tells me he's been going around Pine Harbour, only 1 or 2 metres deep, and he's been catching some fish there.
Yeah. Well, I'd really like to show Jay some of that sort of experience, because there's some mysteries there. You know, we're hooking fish and landing them. I haven't landed one with a client for a little while now, but we're getting shots at fish which are producing some really head-scratching moments. So, you know, the jury's out as to what they're eating and what the story is. I can't help feeling that the fly is part of it, but it also comes down to presentation. And these fish are pretty smart, so they begin to associate us as a boat, as humans, with the fly. So you've got to get a long shot, and you've got to get the first shot really matters. So. Yeah. You know, the answer is just more fishing, but
the good thing, what I've found, Matthew, and I'm sure you'll agree, is that competition is a marvellous thing. If you've got one fish around a buoy, he will follow, but he won't necessarily take it. But you get three or four fish chasing the fly, I've seen them bump each other out of the way to whack it.
Yeah.
Yeah, competition's great.
I would really love for Jay's guys to see a bit of that really hot action where they just are really smashing the flies, and as you and I know, it can turn on very, very quickly. So, you know, we're just going to hang out, just catch that evening bite, see what happens.
Okay.
And, yeah.
All right. Please, thank you, Jay, and thank you, Matthew. Now, how do people get hold of you about talking about saltwater fly fishing in the Auckland region, Matthew?
They can go to my website. It's www.fliesunlimited.com. It shows all my saltwater fishing and where I do there, Belize and Mexico and Christmas Island.
Okay.
And then they can get a hold of me through my email at jaysflies@me.com. I'll be glad to discuss anything, any fly tying problems, or any type of materials. So I actually brought a whole bunch of materials for Saturday and Sunday's presentations. So
very good.
Be there.
Okay, so that was fliesunlimited.com.
Yes.
Okay, and can you repeat your email address, please, Jay?
Jay's Fly, JAYSFLIES at ME.com.
All right, thank you for that. Okay, well, enjoy your fishing. I hope you catch kingfish in the next couple of days. I'm sure you will. Thank you for the information. Thanks for talking to Hooked on Fly Fishing, and I'll catch up with you Sunday at Rod and Reel.
All right, see you then.
Thanks, Colin.
Thanks, Matthew. See ya. Bye. Okay, Matthew von Sturmer. Now, you can contact Matthew if you want to talk about saltwater fly fishing in the Auckland region. He's the go-to guy. Matthew's phone number is 021-865593. Now, Jay, who was out on the boat with him, has been tying flies for 43 years. Have a look at his website. Oh, where is it? Fliesunlimited.com. And if you're not doing anything on Sunday, Rod and Reel, he's tying flies there. It's free entrance. Come and introduce yourself. Thank you, guys. Okay, quick break, and then more fishing stuff. And Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. That was Miles Davis, So What? Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Don't you worry about that. Now, Rod and Reel staff will also help you choose that gear and then show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, Marcus Church is the manager of Rod and Reel Newmarket. He's a very experienced saltwater and freshwater angler, and he has fished many parts of this world. Rod and Reel are organising a trip to Christmas Island in June this year, and to tell us all about it, Marcus is on air with us now. Good evening, Marcus.
Good evening, Colin. How's it going, mate?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you in the shop, all right?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
Okay, now, this trip to Christmas Island in June, are you doing this in conjunction with Dive Fish Snow, is that right?
Yeah, we sure are, yep. So Dive Fish Snow is a travel company up here in Auckland, and they were looking at expanding their kind of range of trips for the fishing side of things, and this is one of them.
Okay, very good. They're a bonded travel agent, and they've been going for 31 years, apparently.
Yep.
So they know a hell of a lot about it. Okay, when does the trip depart?
So it departs on the 6th of June this year.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, there is still two spots left. The guys that have, are on it now are all amping and ready to go.
Yeah.
But there are still two spots. Yeah, and it's over to Christmas Island, which a lot of people kind of probably don't know is actually the biggest or the world's largest coral atoll.
Yes, and it's part of Kiribati.
Yep.
And it's halfway between Fiji and Hawaii, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't been there, but I know some people who have.
Yep.
Okay, so there's two spots left. How many on the trip? 8 or 9 or 10 or something?
So, yeah, so there's 9 on the trip. Okay. And essentially the way it works is you fly into Fiji on the way, because there's flights that essentially go from Fiji. Yeah. Then you shoot across the Kiribati, and it's twin shared rooms, and then there's 2 anglers per guide. So essentially, you know, you've got pretty good guiding there too, because there's only 2 of you per guide, so there's 4 guides.
Yeah.
And yes, I mean, world class. It's known, obviously, for its kind of world class bone fishing, but world class GT fishing, trigger fish. There's tuna on the outer side of the atoll, marlin, sailfish, you name it. It's a mecca for saltwater fly.
Okay, and this trip, you don't have to just concentrate on bonefish. You could do GTs or something if you want.
Exactly. Yeah,
right,
definitely. So, I mean, it's you're there essentially for 6 full days. It's 7 nights. So, yeah, there's a ton of stuff you can choose. Most people kind of go there with that idea of bonefish for a starter. And,
yeah.
You know, once they've got that under their belt and have nailed a few, they quite often look to branch out a bit and try a few other species. So, yeah, there's a ton of stuff. And you just essentially talk to your guide about it and just work out what you're going to do the next day.
Oh, it's great. The reports I've heard back from the people who've been there, it's just fantastic.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. As well as a world class destination, it's also, you know, a beautiful place to go and be, and you just chill out.
Yeah, excellent. Eh? And the good thing I reckon is that there's nothing else to do, so you just got to go fishing.
Exactly.
You don't want to, mate. There's no shopping malls or crap like that, is there?
Nah. Oh no.
Excellent.
No. We've found out recently too from some of the guys that have been over there that there's a really, really good milkfish fishery. So
okay.
People aren't familiar with catching milkfish. They would be one of the fastest fish when you hook them that they're kind of is out there. They're like a huge herring with a massive tail. So that's a fishery that's there now as well.
Okay, do they come up on the flats or do you got to go outside the reef?
No. So they're in the flats and usually
okay.
Targeted on the outgoing tide. They're actually a weed eater, but they also take a type of worm. So, yeah, we've kind of picked people's brains on how to do that as well, and we've got a few people that go over there now and really have nailed down how to target them and said you can have an absolute ball on them.
Okay, now that's a good point. You need experience, people who know what they're doing. There's a trip
yep.
leader on this trip and his name is Gary Kemsley.
Yeah, definitely.
He's been there before and he holds many world records, doesn't he?
Yep, a ton of world records.
Salt and freshwater. Okay,
yep.
So he can advise on, like, a list. Do you get, like, a list of gear to take? So many flies, is this type of rod or that reel or backing?
Yeah, sure do. I mean, Gary's been taking trips out there for quite a few years now and knows the place inside out. So he's got a wealth of knowledge. And everyone that signed up to it, he's been emailing and kind of telling them, you know, what to expect, what to bring in term, and even down to, you know, if their fly tires, kind of, he's got some patterns there that he knows work. So it's that real local knowledge stuff. And any questions, you know, he's more than open and willing to answer.
Yeah.
And I mean, as well as that, obviously ask us in store, but as your kind of tour leader, he's, a wealth of knowledge.
Okay. As you say, he's been there, done that. That's cool. Now, what does it all cost?
So the total cost for the trip is $4,089, and that includes your flights.
Okay.
So it's your flights, your accommodation, essentially everything. The one thing that it doesn't cover is, well, the few things it doesn't cover is things like some of your taxes when you're over there. You do need to get a fishing license when you get there, and there's also departure taxes and things like that, but they're not big dollars we're talking about. I think the fishing license offhand is $50,
yeah.
And the departure tax, I think, last I saw was about $20 or $25.
Okay. Yeah.
And the currency that they normally work in over there is either Australian dollars or US dollars.
Okay. Now, a friend of mine returned from Christmas Island a few months ago, Neil Herzl, you know Neil, and he said the airport is basically a tin shed and the arrivals lounge is a wooden bench on one side and the departure lounge is a wooden bench on the other side. It's pretty cool,
pretty much, mate.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's why it's still such a world-class destination, because it doesn't get hammered. There is literally one flight from Fiji in and out every 7 days, yes, and one flight from Honolulu in and out every 7 days.
Okay.
So, you know, once you're in there for 7 days. Yeah. You don't get back out in a hurry, but that's kind of good because not too many people can get in there.
Okay, and apparently the flats area inside the reef, if you like, is absolutely massive.
Yes,
there's
it's
like
huge.
100
and there's
different...
lots, you know, there's... To the extent where I know groups have gone over, and two separate groups that are fishing haven't actually seen each other at all over the 7 days when they're fishing.
It's amazing. A huge amount of water. And of course, you've got local guides. You jump in the boat in the morning, two guys are in the boat, and he drops you off around the flat, picks you up and does lunch and all that sort of stuff.
Yep. And like I say, guides you all the way along. Yep. Okay. So you can be fishing from the boats, he can drop you to the flats, kind of whatever you really want to be doing. Yep.
Okay, cool. Now, that money includes, you say, return airfares, Auckland to Christmas Island via Nandi, airport transfers, you get 7 nights accommodation, meals included.
Surely is.
7 days fishing.
Yep.
And you get a night in somewhere under Fiji on the way back home, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah, at the Fiji Gateway Hotel.
Okay. Now, how do people book?
So they can either contact us, or ultimately, they contact Dive Fish Snow, and they want to talk to someone with a great name. His name's Marcus, funnily enough. Not me, though. So if they contact Dive Fish Snow, they can either do it over email, which is fishtravel@divefishsnow.co.nz, or they can call them, which is 09479-2210. But if you're not sure, give us a shout and we can put you in touch with them.
Okay, rod and reel, 5200307. Email Marcus at fishtravel@divefishsnow.co.nz. Or give Marcus a ring, 479-2210. How easy is that?
Perfect.
Okay, and that includes everything except your own travel insurance and items of a personal nature.
Yep.
Okay,
yep,
whatever you drink, so to speak. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, that's excellent, lovely. I hope you get those two spots in. I'm sure you will. Now, I've just been talking to Matthew von Sturmer. He's out on the boat with Jay, the fly tire. Now, tell us about Sunday. What's Jay going to be doing on Sunday?
So on Sunday, we have a flight. Jay will be in store, and he'll be doing some fly tying of his very well-known Wighear fly, which is, you know, a big streamer pattern, which over here we use a lot, obviously, for the kingfish, but overseas they're using it from anything from GTs to sailfish, you name it. So he'll be in store. So he's with Matto tomorrow night, and he's doing a fly tying demonstration on Waiheke. And then he's with us on the Sunday morning from 11:30 to 1. So he'll be in store. As soon as you walk in the doors, you'll see him there, and he'll be going through some of his patterns. So feel free to call in, pick his brains, kind of watch what he's doing. If you want to get hold of some patterns, I think there may even be some there that you can buy. So it'll be a fantastic event for a world-class fly tire. This guy's been doing it for a long time and really knows his stuff.
Hell yeah. And he works for lots of fly fishing companies. Huge bloody, Okay, so that's Rod and Reel, Sunday, 11:30 onwards.
Yep.
And how much is that?
Not free.
Shit, that's good.
Come on in.
Yeah.
Yep, come on in. Free.
Okay. Well, let's hope you get a big... I'm sure you will get a good crowd. Okay.
We hope so.
Yeah, oh, yeah, hell yeah. Okay, Marcus, thanks for talking to Hooked on Fly Fishing. We do appreciate that. Good luck with the Christmas Island trip in conjunction with Dive Fish Snow, and look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Colin.
Okay,
good talking to you.
Thanks, Marcus. See ya.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
See ya.
Okay, Mr. Marcus Church, Rod and Reel. So, Jay Murakoshi, 40 years experience as a fly tyer, world famous. He's free at Rod and Reel Sunday, 11:30 onwards. See you there. Okay, thanks, Marcus. Cheers for talking to Hooked on Fly Fishing. Okay, we'll have a very quick break, then we'll be back with the Fly Fishing Tip of the Week.
All I'm is the way I feel. When it's real, I keep it alive. The world is long. There are mountains in our way, but we climb a stair every day. Love lifts us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on the mountain high. Love lifts us up where we belong, up from the world below, up where the clear winds blow. Their lives looking behind.
All we have is here and now. All our lives are there to find.
The road is long. There are mountains in our way, but we climb a step every day.
Love lifts us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. Love lifts us up where we belong.
Listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Okay, we've just come up towards the end of the show, so we've got time for the fly fishing tip of the week. The fly fishing tip of the week. In most waters, four major insects, caddisflies, mayflies, stoneflies, and midges, make up the majority of a trout's diet. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. The staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear and then show you how to use it. How good's that? Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, Hooked on Fly Fishing will be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight lines. Thank you.